What's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy Sovereign here. This is a late night special, solo dolo. You know, do what I do. Hold on one quick. All right, y'all. Today, I ain't really got no main topics for y'all asses, but we gonna do what we do. I hope y'all enjoyed the last show I did. What was that? A day ago, 2 days ago. I know it was kind of offensive, but it really wasn't offensive if you really listen to it. Now, some people listen to it and they realize it's not offensive. It's just the very topics that no one wants to talk about in our community. And this is a topic I wanted to talk about. You know, black folks don't like talking about certain things, and I just had to bring it up. I can't talk about the Tom Brady thing. That shit weird. Like, I don't know. I love my daddy too, but yeah, he ain't kissing my neck. Shit weird as fuck. Yeah, nigga, kissing neck. You ain't sitting on your damn. I'm too big, fucking big for that shit. Sitting on your lap and shit. I'm a grown ass man. Hugging me from the back and shit. Nigga, get off me. Grown ass man. I love my daddy. I'm sorry, y'all. That's how y'all like. Oh, maybe it's a white people thing. I don't know. No offense. I don't know. That shit weird to me. What else on the news? Tory Lanez. Y'all think he guilty? I'll take that. My thoughts on Tory Lanez and Megan Thee situation. From everything I gathered up, somebody had to be a scapegoat. Unfortunately, dumbass nigga, you had to be the scapegoat because you decided that you want to. First of all, I don't know why you even. Yes, you said it was legal. The gun. Oh, it's illegal. Nigga, how you have you all this money? You got an illegal gun? Niggas dumb. Niggas are dumb. So you got an illegal gun, then you let the old girl allegedly, I know what it is, but I have to say allegedly, grab the gun and she shot it because allegedly, and this part is facts, she had the residue on her hands, not on your hands, but allegedly you quote unquote shot it, but she was the one with the residue. But we'll go with that story, whatever. Meg. They couldn't even prove he did it. Just look, Meg, I ain't gonna say nothing bad to you, cause I don't want your fans blowing me up. And you know, last time I said something about a woman that everybody love, I got hate messages. So I let slide. Hey, you got a fat ass. That's all I say about that. What else is in the news? Oh, Andrew Tate. Do I think he did that? Probably not. But he talked too much, so they gonna come for that ass. Well, I hope they don't. I hope Andrew Tate. I hope you don't die, Mr. Tate, because that'd be fucked up. Just because of your words, I don't think a person should be hated and try to be killed because of your words. That's not that for your words. Look, Uwe Idol, deleting yourself. So Andrew Tate said if something happened to him, he did not have the thought of deleting himself. Kanye said that too. So if something happened to them, we know it wasn't because they deleted themselves. Something happened. In America, especially nowadays, you can't say what you can be what you want to be. If I want to be a Pokemon, I can be a Pokemon with a big old dick. But I can't say what I want to say. How that makes sense? Somebody tell me how that makes sense. I can be what I want. I can be a dragon and nobody won't say nothing. I'd be a woman right now. Call, well, I guess my name would still be the same, but call me Zoe with the, what's the, with the, with the zero with the E. Look, these are just jokes. I ain't making fun. You can do it. How many times I gotta tell y'all, you can do whatever you want. I don't care. It's not my life. I don't care. Like, you, people get offended. The stuff I say, I ain't even that big like that, but people get offended. You know why? Because people are soft. Another thing is, I don't care. I don't care what you do. I don't care what you like. There are grown men who like Lil Pony, My Little Pony, and they collect them. And not just, and they're weird to me. But if you like ponies with big asses, hey, it's on you. Well, society need to, and for those who ask, and I have people in my ear right now, you know, I'm legit. No, I'm telling them right now. Y'all can't see me because I'm doing an audio version, but it's legit. You know, we're trying to get it up there, you know, do it, do. You know, a smart lady once told me that. Let me take a shot before I say this. A smart lady once told me. That black stallion, you need to ride it. But it's an inside joke. Someone told me that one time, but because I had said something about the My Little Pony, so I said the black stallion thing. Oh man, sorry guys, I had to get a good laugh, right? Even though I said New Year, you know, we're getting in there. I've been a little stressed still, but we're getting there. I'm getting there. Just picking up the pieces. Picking up the pieces. I did bring content, like I said. What I do, like, multiple shows. Since last, how many stuff I posted up? Quite a bit of shit. Yeah, I did quite a few things. I even streamed. I tried to stream the game, but my hard drive is broken. And at least the PlayStation not broken, but the hard drive's broken. So, but that did not stop me from streaming. Also, if those who like, you know, my Chop and Screw music, or if you just like listen to me rap, the band lab. Band lab. Is up running again. I had to get back into the account, but you know, go listen to my music. It's not a technically new mix, excuse me, but it is it's an updated version from an old mixtape I did. So I know a lot of y'all, you know, back when I was DJ KZ the Truth, the Chop and Screw DJ, you know, I'm gonna re-upload some of those, you know. I do appreciate the love, quite a few people have liked it and thought it was pretty awesome, so thank you for that. You make me feel good, like I'm a somebody sometimes. We have the links back up on the site, so you can hit there, go on YouTube. Again, I appreciate that because the views are going up, but I would like the views on the other channel to go up too. But hey, it is what it is. I'm going to re-release some of the Sims episodes I did because I know they were very long, but I'm going to condense them and cut them up and post those up too. And I am going to replay that again because, boy, we had fun playing Sims. Oh, man, I just thought about the hard drive. I ain't got none of the family saved. Damn. So I had to start from scratch. But it is what it is. Hey. Yeah, I mean, start, you know. New year, new me. No. Well, that shit was funny though. Any of y'all ever go, some of y'all need to go watch the, if you want a good laugh, because Wavy's on those episodes too. If you want a good laugh, go watch our Sims playthroughs. And it's hilarious. The commentary is hilarious. Boy, I tell you what, you will get a laugh. I don't care who you are. You gonna get a laugh. God damn it. Oh, man. Wow, this last couple years have been assy. It's been good times, though. I ain't gonna act like it ain't never been no good times during these couple years. It's been good. It's been hard. It's been heartbreaking. It's been good. It's been sad. It's been rough. I can say this is one of the roughest times that's ever happened to me. Close. It's a close second. Very close second. But it also made me, you know, stronger. You know? Keep pushing and want better. And be a better person. Right? The world try to get you down. People in your life try to get you down. You get back up, you know. Sometimes it makes you doubt yourself, but you can't doubt yourself. You got to keep pushing. And sometimes it's hard to keep pushing. You just think, you know, and I'll be a little open with y'all. I ain't going to tell y'all my damn business. It ain't y'all business. But sometimes, you know, you sitting there, you like, Lord, why? But sometimes that's a journey. And you can't blame God, because a lot of people love to blame God. God did this. God didn't let nothing happen. The world, sometimes, you know, the world is the world. God gave us free will. I ain't meaning for it to go this way. But God gave us free will. And people blame God for everything. I've witnessed a lot of people say that. And I keep telling them, it's not God, all right? Now, sometimes God let you walk that path because you chose to walk that path, and that ain't the path he chose for you, but you going to be hard-headed, and he going to let you be hard-headed. It's like a parent. He's like, Mom and Dad, yo. Mom and Dad, you don't know what you're talking about. Okay. And you're going to learn and bust your head open. Then you learned a lesson, though, after you bust that head open, didn't you? You touched the stove. Stove gonna burn your hand, and you still touch the stove. Now you learned a lesson not to touch the fucking stove. Sometimes I hate it, but some people have to learn the hard way. There are lessons I had to learn the hard way. There's some I didn't learn because I learned from other people, but sometimes you have to learn the hard way. And it sucks because in your mind you gonna hype yourself up. You're gonna be like, nah, this ain't gonna happen to me. Nah, this ain't gonna happen. And boom, it happens. Right in your face, bam. Blow your high real quick too. And then you sitting there looking stupid. Joker in my ear right now, but he can tell you. Everybody has had a moment in their life where they looking stupid. If you ain't, it's gonna come one day. Boy. Yep. You just sit there and be like, damn, ain't this a bitch? But we, you know, life moves on. You alive. It's a new day, new, you know. You keep it pushing. I know some people have asked about Wavy. He is coming back. He's been going through some things. We shared some things we've been going through together, and also some things he personal himself he's been going through. I talked to him. He coming back this month, so that is something that I know y'all enjoy his words. No, y'all tell me y'all enjoy my. Let me tell you one thing. I don't like my voice. I don't know why people think I got a nice voice. I don't. I never thought I had a good voice, but y'all enjoy listening to me talking shit. So I guess so. Shit, I guess I should say I appreciate that. Be like, lady be talking about, oh, you're sexy. What are you looking at? Because we ain't looking at the same nigga. Sipping on that yak, that's what you've been sipping. No, I was fucking with y'all. Sipping on that yak. Whew, yeah, I got this the new mix. Trying to make this little mix for my friend. This shit banger. I'm gonna be the next bartender. I'm gonna be like T-Pain, make a bartender book. That shit gonna be awesome. Yes, which I is one of the things I'm going to have on my bookshelf, because I'm gonna make some of them drinks in his book, which would be a good birthday gift. make my own personal like drink book. Yeah, that's I don't want to just drinks though. I want like my own cookbook, but it would be drinks with it too. So, and then I could like, you know, get the pictures of the drinks. Hey, I know I'm giving y'all ideas, but y'all still can buy my book. Oh, by the way, I know y'all, man. Oh, your book ain't came out yet. I know. God damn it. But don't worry. This is the year. Oh, by the way, the other story is coming out too. Wrath of the Moon. I know some of y'all seen the cover art. So, that story coming out. That's going to be awesome. I think a lot of y'all going to like it. Originally, it was supposed to be part of Chain of Destiny, but it was gonna get too messy, so I was like, let's separate that into a whole different story. I'm just trying to talk, y'all. Also, I need y'all to show Kevin some love, all right? Life change cuts. Not only the best barbershop in the world, in Pensacola. Not only a good friend, but this man helps the community, helps people. Boy, this is a good guy. So come show him some love and go buy some shit. Best thing to do to support somebody is go show them some love at their spot. You can also support us by buying some shirts and some merchandise. Or donate, whichever one you want to do. Also, I have a link to this. My own cousin, he has his podcast. I think he got a couple episodes out now. Y'all should go check that out. Anthony does some... I actually watched it, and it's pretty good. I liked it. Also, check out the book, too. No, you good. I just paused for a second because I was trying to think. How is it? Look, I know I'm listening to Joker. I know my series would be a banger. The problem is I got to get the bitch out. That's the problem. I need the time to finish everything. I am proud of myself that I was able to do as much work with it as I did, especially with the situations going on. But after actually letting not only other people read it, but people who actually write books and publish them read it, and they said it was pretty amazing. So it makes me feel like I have something there. And I don't want that to go to waste. So that is something that's going to be put out. Shoot, that might be my $1 million idea right there. I need to put that down. Trying to be like, what's the lady who wrote Harry Potter? Yeah, Miss Rowling. I'm trying to be like her. I'm trying to be out. I'm trying to be like Arnstein. I'm trying to be like her. Yep. Book come out, then they try to make movies and shit. I forgot about Dr. Seuss. I did want to write a children book too, like just a quick little children book. I thought it'd be kind of cute. But yeah, that should be awesome. But hey, for those if it you good? I'm just doing shit. y'all, if this, you know, if this hit, you know, y'all listening to it right here now, like, damn, I was there when that guy was talking about it. Now it's out here. He's making big bucks. What? Oh, speaking of that, I'm glad you mentioned that. Please follow the TikTok, because we making a new TikTok, and we gonna actually got this idea from TBH, and I'm just gonna cut the podcast in pieces and then gaming stuff, funny, just funny ass clips, and put them on TikTok, and then the TikTok. What else I would say? Oh yeah, also was thinking about like if the book got into a movie. So those who don't know, I mean, I know people who watch me have probably read that first chapter. Those who don't know, my book is based on real life events, but it's very fantasy too. And a lot of the people who are like main characters are people in my life that are close to me. So I was thinking, like, who would play these people in real life? It'd be kind of fun, though. Nah, I just said, I don't know. It would be kind of funny, though, to be like, who would play this person? Who would play the person? You know who would play Wiz? What's his name? What's the dude from Atlanta? I can't remember what dude name. Goddamn, I can't remember. I know this sounds funny as fuck, but I think he would make a good Wiz. Danny Glover. I think he could get the personality right. Know who can play? And the reason I brought this up, because we was on vacation and my brother said he wanted to make a movie based on the family. And he picked the people that gonna play the characters. Apparently, Queen Latifah gonna play my mama and my sister at the same time. And I said, yeah, that's what I said. Okay, I don't know how that works. Okay. what was my character? So I had four characters. I actually picked one. But I had, so there was Usher, which Usher is an actor, so I guess can't do that. The guy everybody say I look like all the time, I don't think we look like, what's his name? What's that nigga name? My mama would know, because she said it too. Damn, what's that nigga name? Not that nigga. No, he's an older actor. Tay Diggs. Yeah, I don't see it either. They say it. I don't see it.
No.
Oh, that's something. Oh, no. No. I don't see it. I ain't saying it. That's what they say. My auntie, my uncle, they all, I said, I don't see Tay Diggs. I looked at Tay Diggs recently. I don't see it. Still don't see it to this day. But whatever. I still don't see Usher either. No. But they claim that.
No.
Some money. Oh, that's what they say.
Yep. Are they speaking more of the facial, the way the facial hair is?
Nah, I think this was before he had facial hair. This is something that's been for years that they're talking about. This was before all that shit.
No.
You stupid. He said, oh, the shape. Let me look at this shit.
I'm looking at it now.
It was another guy, but I forgot. Some football player. Oh, no, 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 no. Not that guy. Not to say nothing wrong with that guy, but not that guy. Then you're talking about Kale. My brother said, you can get Kale. I said, Kale? Of all, you stupid. Of all people. Kale? Come on, now. Bless you. Okay. The only other person was, who said, I'll say, one person said, me and Soulja Boy look like we're related. We don't look like we look like we're related. So, a big mouth. Let me go look at Soulja Boy real quick. A big mouth, a pea head. Let me see. Hell yeah, god damn it. Nah, you can't replicate this magnificence. Let me stop.
God crafted this face.
The only person who looks like me is my actual twin. Is the only person, because we get we do you say we don't. No, like if you saw our, especially our younger pictures, you would brothers, like we look like spitting images. And our baby boy, you almost couldn't tell us apart. But they say they have just so happen to be related to mine. Oh, you found your twin? Damn, you found your twin yet? I'll put the stick out my ass. I'll pull the stick out my... What the... I'm just reading a comment. I'll pull the stick out my ass. What are you talking about? Oh, okay. I had to read it. I'm glad we're on the same page. I'll pull the stick out of my ass. I guess it was the comment of when she, let me see, she said it was a joke. Just like she vowed. That's that damn video. That's like the vows. I wrote, get the stick out of your ass. I don't know. You trying to be funny? I lay the slide. I don't know. You trying to be funny or you trying to be a bitch? They are.
So that means y'all black people, if we do a pool, y'all gotta, if y'all can't get a private one, you get a community one, y'all gotta be on time. Y'all ain't gonna be doing no pool, nothing.
Well, oh shit, y'all. Hope y'all enjoyed this. My time about to run out. Y'all like, subscribe, show love. You know. Be blessed, never stress. And stay tuned for next week. Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know y'all be seeing how fresh I look with my cut. And it's only one place in town I will ever go. Life Change Cuts. I'm telling you, you want to look fresh for a date? You want to look good for a business meeting? You want to look good for an interview? Anything is possible. Go to Life Change Cuts. I'm telling you, they got a full arcade. They got a bar. I'm telling you, positive vibes. And I'm telling you the facts. Now check out my boy Kevin, and he will hook you up. Show love.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need you to subscribe to official WCOD Studios and also WCOD Studios. The YouTube channels are out there popping. We be streaming, we be talking, we be vlogging, and you need to go check it out. Don't forget about the Instagrams and, of course, the podcast. So go show some love, WCOD Studios. Yes, sir!